Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. It's time for Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony Cornouaille 88.8 with your host, Clark 80. Stay tuned for today's guest.
C'est l'heure de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmony Cornouaille 88.8 avec votre animateur, Clark 80. Restez à l'écoute de l'invité d'aujourd'hui.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome everyone to L'Invité de Clark, and thank you for tuning in. I was thinking before this program, which is getting close to a year now we've been on the air, that there never seems to be an end to the talent that we meet here in Brittany, particularly the Finnish there. I think when I first started the show, I thought, gee, I wonder if I can find somebody every week to talk to that's interesting. And now I can hardly fit them all in because there's so many wonderful people. And today is no exception. I have Anne Bourgère, who is a Finisterrian living in a town I sometimes don't pronounce correctly, Tréguin. Thank you, Anne. I knew somebody would help me on that. And she's been kind enough to come up here to the studio in Concarneau to do a little radio interview and talk about her very interesting life. And I want to welcome you, Anne. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
I know as a mother, it can be a juggling of schedules, but we'll get into that in a little bit. I first met Anne in Duorne.
Don't give all the details.
thank goodness Anne's here to censor. No, it was a lot of fun. She's a fun person to be around, and her English is very good, and of course we need that here on this particular show. But then I found out that she's an actor and a dancer as well as a mother, and I think that's fascinating. So tell me, Anne, how did you get started? Well, first of all, are you an actor or a dancer?
Well, my primary formation is actually dancer, but it was my hobby, you know, as a kid. I always danced under the shower, but also at school, and in my dance school. And we'll get to that, but that's why I speak a good English, and I'm putting some quotes.
She's entre-guillemets us, but that's not necessary. She speaks great.
But I consider myself more as an actor, because that's my my job. I did a formation in Paris in Ecole Claude Mathieu, and I have some few experiences. And I mean, that's my ambition to be an actor. So
that school. When did you start? What age would you be to start a school like that?
The theater school.
Yeah.
So I started it. Why or when?
Well, I'm just wondering what age they would have you start usually.
Usually they would start after the baccalaureate, like at 17 or 18. Uh-huh. But I actually started at 25.
Oh.
Yeah, because I did some business school before.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my parents were like, "Oh, you want to be an actress? Yes, that's a good idea. But why don't you do some real studies first?" And I was actually smart. Because I was like, oh yeah, you're right. I was a very easy kid, so.
Yeah, I can see the father rolling his eyes.
When yeah.
Like, oh yes, I want to be an actress.
Yeah, yeah. What can we say to her so she doesn't like do the horse, you know?
Well, you know, the good part is that you followed your dream, and so you're able to do a little bit of everything, which is superb. But you told me you didn't grow up in France, which I wouldn't have guessed. So tell me, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Guadeloupe, French West Indies, so that's in the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
Very lucky one, because my parents decided to go in the 70s for like 2 years, and they stayed for 50 years, so that was great. That's actually the same landscape as here.
Really?
Yeah, just sunnier and hotter.
I can believe it's sunnier. I can believe that part. That's great. Well, culturally, I haven't had the pleasure of being there. How did you find the difference between Guadeloupe and here, for example, or Brittany?
In,
culturally, I'm talking about, really.
Well, Really, I feel like culturally it's quite similar because I feel like Brittany people are a bit wild, a bit you know, they
Rebel.
yeah, a bit rebel. They have their own opinion and they won't open their house that easily. But then when you are welcomed, well, it's for life. So, and I feel like Guadeloupeans are the same.
Oh yeah, okay. Now, in Guadeloupe, correct me if I'm wrong, they speak a Creole, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to normal French, I guess you call it. So you had to pick that up early.
Yeah, because well, in my school, it's a current language that slaves used to talk, and then now it's common to talk Creole, but it's not. It's like the local. It's like a Breton here, you know.
Oh yeah, okay. So
it's a dialect. More than a language. It's now entered in the baccalaureate, for example.
Oh.
Yes, but it's more a dialect, and it's not very polite to speak Creole in a conversation where you speak French.
I can imagine, yeah, because you really wouldn't be able to follow that. I've had the same issue in English in Jamaica.
Yeah, for example.
Lovely people, and they speak that, and I'm really pretty lost, you know, as it comes out. I was just recently in Chicago, and I was with a fellow from Haiti, and he told me that he could understand the Creole of Guadeloupe.
Yeah, because there is a different dialect, different Creole, the Haitian Creole, Réunionian Creole, even between Martinique and Guadeloupe, which are very close,
very
like
close.
Sisters islands, there is some modifications.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's true in Breton too, regionally, so to speak. All right.
Do you speak Breton?
No, I can say Canavaux.
Of course.
And Fesnos and Vaud and Yarmouth, of course.
Okay, you speak basic Breton, like I do.
Yeah.
That's my level too.
I should speak better, but I don't know. I have enough trouble with French and English right now, so.
Ah, come on.
No, okay, so when you got to, what was your first stop then in France? Was it around here or was it Paris? Or?
No, it was Paris, always Paris. I mean, I'm a very Paris lover. But I've been in Grenoble too, and I've been in Spain, in Bilbao, which also, because it rains a lot in Bilbao, it's a Pays Basque, Spanish Pays Basque.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So it's quite look-alike the Brittany, and then here, I don't know, we had some a crush over here, and so we lived here for now 2 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. So where did you come from before here?
Bruxelles a bit, and
okay.
And before that Paris.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Paris you had to because you had to go to your school.
Yeah, and for an actress, I mean, that's really where things are going on.
Now, if somebody wanted to see some of the things that you performed, I suppose there's a website they could go to?
Yeah, yeah. It's anneburger.fr.
So A-N-N.
E.
E.
Yeah.
That's important. B-U-R-G-E-R.
.fr.
F-R. Okay. Well, that's good. I have it. I've had the opportunity to go on the site and see Anne's talent, both in dancing and in acting. We talked about that before the show. I'm here with Anne Bourgère, who is our guest today, and delighted to have her. And we're talking about some of the career opportunities and things that she's doing and wants to do in dance and acting. And we'll talk about motherhood in a little bit. It's kind of hard to decide which she'd rather do, but she's good in both. So I advise you to go ahead and have a look at that.
Thanks.
And is there anything currently that you're doing here in Brittany or anyplace else in terms of that artistic side?
So I've been trying to implant myself in the Brittany culture, so to speak, landscape.
Yeah.
So I'm doing La Collégiale, which is the radio of La MJC de Tréguin, the MJC of Stéren. It's like a local radio, or the local radio, sorry, Harmony. So that's been fun, and I've been also meeting a lot of nice people, really nice people in the culture, like Virginie Hu, which is another actress, and she played at the CCA de Concarneau a week ago, actually, the 7th of May. It was a really good one. So speaking for myself, I have my show coming up So it's gonna be the title in English. I'm not sure, but
Okay, well, in French, yeah.
well, in English, translated, it's how to succeed when you have a sandwich name.
We promised you we wouldn't bring that up. Yeah. As an American, when I see burger, I think of something else.
Like I told you offline, I feel like American people, how do you say, English people,
Americans and English, a little bit different.
yeah, no, but that's not what I want to say. I want to say
Yes,
like people who speak English. How do you say
yes.
that?
People who speak English.
Well, sorry, I was looking for a fancier
Oh,
vocabulary.
there's probably some word, but I don't know.
But so they're always very, how like you said, fearful with like burger, like very picky, and like no French was. I'm always saying it's burger, and it's like, oh, burger, no, burger, oh, burger, no, burger,
I
oh, burger, oh my God.
know.
So it's burger, you guys, but you can call me, I mean.
Well,
Burger
not
too, because
well.
oh, wait, everybody loves a burger, right?
Yeah, there's. I think that's true. That's true. McDo everywhere. But
Exactly.
of course, when your first name is Anne, it just
Yeah,
almost
I
begs the
know.
question of.
My parents didn't think about it, so.
Well, I was telling Anne earlier that with Americans in particular, it's probably true of any English-speaking group. We see an accent mark and we freeze immediately. We know something's supposed to happen. What is supposed to happen? Do I not say the thing after it? Do I say the vowel? So my wife Anne, yes, we joke about that because in America in particular, when they see that accent grave, they go,
What should
huh.
I do?
And they got the complication of the sort of the lasagna, Agnes, Anyway, it becomes a little bit of a trick. And we put our last name with it, it's hopeless. But So when when you're here, then can you find jobs or do you audition?
Actually, I did. I've been working in Quimper, in Nantes, in Brest, a bit in Douarnenez. So there is jobs, but maybe, come on, less than in Paris.
Of course, yeah.
But there is, yeah, there is a good activity there, and I feel like solidarity here is very precious, because each people I talked to were like, oh, you should call this guy. Let me give you
Oh,
the
great.
number, or oh, go see this, or have you seen that? So that's quite nice, because you immediately feel like in a, I'm not gonna say family, but like in a group.
Oh, but it's very supportive.
Yeah.
I found that true. Absolutely. As far as jobs, I guess you'd call it, what you mentioned those three cities, what sort of things are they? Are they advertisements? Are they theater? Are they dance? Are they
Where? Sorry.
the things that you said that you do recently you've done here?
Oh, so I've been, I was quite lucky. I worked in movies mainly. So
Oh.
in Pont-Aven, I worked in Régis Vernier, sorry, Régis Vernier movie. He did Indochine,
Yeah, sure.
a few years ago. And so I was working with Clovis Cornillac in the kitchen. It was really interesting, because I was just a silhouette. So a silhouette is like somebody you can recognize on screen but doesn't speak.
Okay.
And there is silhouette parlante, so speaking silhouette, or muette. Can I say muette?
Well, you can, but we would say silent,
A
probably.
silent
Yeah.
silhouette. And so I was in between, because when you're in the kitchen, you always say, yes, chef,
Oh, yes, like a
and
sous chefy,
but it was really interesting, because I was really like we are now at 30 centimeters of Mr. Cognac, who was the big chef of the kitchen, and he was screaming, because he was really upset. And we did the take, like, well,
You're
that was
supposed to scream, that's part of
it
the
was
deal.
weird. That's not him. That was the acting, you guys. And so he did the scene, the take, like 7 times, because the guy, the director was like, oh yeah, you should do this, do that, blah blah blah. And he had the same like quality of acting the 7th time. And then when he had to give the look for the guy who was answering back, that was him acting, and he had the same presence.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was really inspiring, because I was like, okay, the guy, he knows his text, he's willing to do it with the same intensity and same concentration for other people, and with such kindness with for the other guys, because this is very pyramidal.
Yeah, okay.
It's very pyramidal.
Hierarchy. Yeah, okay, I got you.
It's very pyramidal the cinema, in the movies.
Of course.
And so I'm kind of down the scale. And he was really,
he paid attention to you, made you feel good.
Yeah.
Made you feel like part of the
and
show.
And the whole team, actually. So that was an experience, and the experiences in...
Now, how'd you get that part? Was there an audition?
Oh, yeah, there was a casting, actually, with a casting director.
Was that in Paris or was that out
no,
there?
No, it was here.
Oh, it was.
They're really trying to work the movie industry here and not to go pick people there and to make people of the Brittany work.
Yeah. It must be a site for that or something. Do you have to go to and look at things?
There is Facebook always.
Facebook,
Facebook groups, but so you follow the casting director and then they put the ads online. Mm-hmm. But then the thing that, and there is a Bretagne Cinema, that's a website, free one, because it's, I think it's by the government, I'm not sure. But it relies every casting opportunities, as for the technique and for also the artists.
Is there that sort of a service for example, people who want to film advertisements?
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, it can happen too, everything.
All right, so you had a job, and that was, where'd you say it was?
Pont-Aven.
Oh, Pont-Aven, that's great.
Yeah.
And what's next on the schedule? Do you have something you're going to audition for?
So next one is a fun one. It's really weird. It's not a movie, it's not theater, it's in between, because it's for doctors, real doctors, real hospital, we are trying to work on communication and empathy. And so they're hiring actors to play a situation of crisis, a crisis situation.
Oh, okay.
And because they realize that the thing that lack, there are people who are trained to go fast and to have their brain go fast.
Analyze the situation.
To analyze the situation. And so they realized that they were talking to people like meat. And so they had to be better on this. And so they hired actors like myself. And so to respond after this big introduction, I'm going to play a mother who gives birth. And the birth is well happened. But poof, something happened. I lost a lot of blood.
Okay.
And so there is a situation of crisis. And how do they do? How do they act? How do they respond to that? So that's really interesting. I've been doing it twice already. And
oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a continuing sort of gig for you.
Yeah.
Well, Anne, you know what? We've been having so much fun. I've noticed that we're running out of time. But if you consent and want to stay around, we can do another show.
Okay.
Well, that was like pulling teeth, wasn't it? Well, thanks, everybody. Please join us next week when we continue our conversation with Anne Bourgère, actress, dancer, and mother. See you next week. That's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 with your host, Clark Haiti. You can listen to L'Invité de Clark whenever and wherever you are on Radio Harmony's website. Just visit www.radio-harmony.com. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
C'est tout pour cette édition de L'Invité de Clark sur Radio Harmony 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Haiti. Vous pouvez écouter L'Invité de Clark à tout moment sur le site de Radio Harmony. Il vous suffit de vous rendre sur www.radio-harmony.com où vous pourrez retrouver toutes nos interviews dans l'onglet podcast. Et n'oubliez pas, tout va mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Haiti. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.